Commander, good timing. Walk with me.
Yes, sir.
How are our visitors doing?
Besides being subjugated to Dr. Savar's tender mercies?
Remember, you were the one who called him. That's what told me that the situation was serious.
They'll be fine.
I'm on my way to check in with them now.
I figured.
You seem to be distracted. What's the matter, Patrick Michael?
I'm a bit worried about the crew.
In what way?
We're to spread fast through the ship, Captain. The crew knows that we have more Deltans aboard. It's like the testosterone and estrogen levels have tripled. The sexual tension is driving people to distraction.
And the fact that the Deltan pheromone levels sextupled probably doesn't help matters.
Probably. The crew has gotten used to Tally being on board, but the added tension, it will be interesting.
They'll need to adapt.
I'm sure they'll be fine, though I won't be too surprised if weight room usage increases while they're aboard. How about you, sir?
I'm fine. I'll adapt.
You're feeling it too?
I may be a Lorian, Commander, but I'm still a man. My libido will still be going strong, centuries after everyone on this crew.
Captain?
Never mind. I learned to control my animalistic desires a long time ago, Commander. This situation won't change that.
Yes, sir.
And that goes for you too, Connerly. I know that you've...
I understand, Captain. Remember, I'm the one who is in seminary willing to take the vow of celibacy.
Good enough. We'll get through this. No one ever died from...
hyperstimulation?
That too. Doctor, counselor, how are our guests?
They all have severe blunt force trauma contusions and medium-level lacerations. They probably suffered from multiple beatings and whippings. They are also severely malnourished and dehydrated. I have treated the injuries, and my staff is administering supplemental vitamins and liquids.
Do we have any idea what happened to these people?
They haven't been giving a lot of details, Captain.
Medical evidence shows they have been tortured.
Before they got here?
Of course, Commander. While my method of treatment may not meet your specific expectations, I am a capable physician.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I didn't mean to offend you.
Offense is an emotion, Commander, and therefore an impossibility for me.
Yes, the infamous Vulcan lack of emotion.
Let's get back on track, gentlemen.
Of course.
I am sensing emotional pain, in spite of the physical healing, and the fear has not subsided, even though they consciously know that we will do them no harm.
That's what you're sensing. What are they saying?
Not much of anything. They have been keeping to themselves.
Well, counselor, why don't you give them some counseling and get them to open up?
It may not be that easy, Commander. Are you doing all right, Tali?
I'll be fine, Captain. The commander is right. I need to put my own hesitations behind me, for their good.
I'm sorry, Tali. I didn't realize there was a problem.
There's not, sir. Nothing that can't be taken care of.
How about if, instead of the doctor giving them nutrition supplements, you take them down to the mess hall, get them some food, and see if they're willing to be talkative in a more public setting?
I would not recommend that, Captain. Oral consumption of nutrients will not bring them back to proper levels as quickly as what I can provide.
This is more for the treatment of their hearts and souls, Doctor. Unless, of course, you would like to talk to them about their feelings.
No, thank you, Captain. But I would still suggest giving them the supplements to help the process along.
I'll submit to your expertise, Doctor.
As you should.
Getting them out of sickbay should do wonders for their disposition, if you ask me.
Seriously, though, Tali, if this is going to be too difficult for you, we can always...
No, sir. I can handle it. After all, they are my own people. I'm best suited to dealing with them on a personal basis.
Okay, Counselor. If you're sure.
Yes, sir.
Why do I feel I'm missing out on something?
You know the pressures we were discussing on the way here?
Yes.
She's feeling it, too.
They are a sexually advanced species. I figured that their first instinct would be to go back to her quarters and work things out.
Actually, that's the problem. At least for her.
I'm confused.
She's ambivalent.
I didn't think that was her lifestyle, but there are women in there, too.
No, that's not what I meant. She's ambivalent. She doesn't care about sex anymore.
This is the mess hall. We can get you some food here, and hopefully you will all start feeling better.
Thank you.
You said your name was Vigo, right? And you are Pava, and Lika, and Sari, and Nash.
Correct.
What would you all like to eat?
Whatever you have will be fine.
What about the rest of you? Do you have any preferences? Why won't they talk to me, Vigo?
They have learned to not speak. It is safer to give no answer than the wrong one.
What happened to the five of you, Vigo? Who did this to you? Is there anything I can do to help?
Take us home.
Ask and you shall receive. The captain told Adamas to set course for Delta 4 as I was leaving the bridge. Who's your friend?
Lieutenant Junior Grade Rasheen Dukan. Let me introduce you to Vigo, Pava, Lika, Sari, and Nash.
And you're Vigo?
Yes.
A pleasure to meet you, and if you're lucky, it could be a pleasure for both of us.
Dukan!
Sorry, Counselor, but he's just so...
I understand, Dukan, but...
It's fine, I understand. Thank you, but no, Lieutenant.
Too bad. Let me know if you change your mind.
I appreciate the animal instincts, Dukan, but now is not the time.
Emphasis on animal, Counselor.
Are you okay, Vigo? You look a bit shaken.
I'll be fine.
To be honest, that shouldn't have shaken you up as much as it has. We are used to that type of reaction. Maybe not so direct, but still.
It was not your friend.
Then what is it? I can sense the unease on all of you, the fear of everything around you.
We are not afraid of you. We are afraid of them.
Who's them?
Those that captured and enslaved us, tried to turn us into sex slaves.
Who would do such a thing?
Adamas, how long until we reach Delta 4?
We will arrive in the Delta Star System in roughly 18 hours if we continue at warp 7.5.
That should be enough. It will give Tally a chance to do a preliminary evaluation of their mental state before handing them over to the Deltan Authority.
Does anyone have any idea what happened to them?
They weren't very talkative in sickbay, but Tally is with them now. Hopefully, she'll learn something.
Whoever did this to them deserves to be fired out of a torpedo tube.
Don't let yourself get too wound up, Lieutenant.
But, Commander...
I agree, Jahaz, that what those people went through was despicable. But we also can't let any feeling that may be building, whether real or induced, rule our judgment.
I hear you, Commander.
Make sure you don't just hear, Timonir. They escaped, and they're alive. Let's be glad for that.
Yes, sir. Sensors indicate a ship on an intercept course, Commander, heading 169 Mark 6. At current speeds, they should reach us in 3 minutes.
Hail them.
No answer, Commander.
Take us to Yellow Alert. Captain to the bridge.
They have picked up speed, Commander. ETA, 2 minutes.
Situation?
We have an alien vessel on an intercept course. They aren't answering standard hails.
Do we have an ID on their vessel yet?
Coming in now, Captain. Computer identifies the ship as an Orion Marauder.
Orions? What the heck do they want?
Looking for escapees?
It would help explain a lot, wouldn't it? Dukan, open communications again.
Yes, sir.
This is Captain Avery of the Federation Starship Iliad. You are on an intercept course with our ship, and if you do not explain your current course of action, it will be considered hostile and will be answered accordingly. Do I make myself perfectly clear?
Incoming response, Captain.
Put it on screen.
Ilion, you have property that belongs to me. You will hand it over immediately, or I will forcibly take your ship and its crew as my own, to do with as I please.
I truly hope you reconsider, Mr.
You may call me Master.
Really knows how to push his luck, doesn't he?
You wish to be stubborn, sir? Then fine. You are a soul ship up against a galaxy-class vessel. We are bigger than you, have better shields than you, and have more armaments than you. I would suggest you stop trying to intimidate us and be cooperative before we are forced to take your threats seriously.
I would highly suggest, Captain, for the moment, that you take my threats extremely seriously. Because you are wrong.
Really? In what way?
I am not alone.
Captain, long-range sensors show additional ships heading for us.
How many ships, Lieutenant?
12 and counting, sir.
Red alert!